Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast.
Stop.
Okay.
The championship edition.
The championship edition of the Wildcat Scoop Podcast because your Arizona men's basketball team.
Yours
have clinched the regular season Pac-12 conference championship forever. They're the last time this
BRC
is going to happen. We're thrilled. Also, by the way, I'm Shelby Shear.
I am Mark Consuelos. I'm Jason Shear.
And we clearly are just ecstatic. Jason just was finishing up on the PHNX podcast with Michael Luke. And now it's our turn.
Shelby, get the read. Let's get into this.
Before we begin, we're going to shout out our awesome sponsor. Again, as usual.
Like a good neighbor.
Nope, that's
Andre
ours.
Is there.
Investing should be easy. Buy low and sell high. But what seems simple can get tricky in a complex field. It's too easy to encounter pitfalls in the investment space, but seeking professional advice can help you reach your goals. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we're your local professionals based right here in Tucson. Let us help you create a personalized investment portfolio that reflects your unique risk tolerance, time horizon, and goals. Visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. There you go.
Thank you, baby.
There you go. Thank you, Andre. Thank you, Emily. We do not have questions for Victory Podcasts. As usual, we just kind of like wing it. And
that's it. I'm exhausted.
Good night. Good night from Pauly.
I think the game was decided in the last 2 minutes and 1 second. Arizona went scoreless for the last 2 minutes. The reason why that the game was lost in the last 2 minutes is because had Arizona not gone scoreless, they would have broken the modern day record for biggest Arizona win.
I know.
At Pauly Pavilion. So
which
instead,
was 25.
They settled for a 23-point slim margin of victory.
Right. And I mean, they did put in their entire bench there at the end and just kind of kept UCLA from making any forward progress. So it could have been more. And 23, you know what? It's a great number. 23 is my favorite number, number 5 and 23. Great way to go out. Actually, you know what? Arizona is currently ranked number 5. So if you think about it, it was meant to be because those are my favorite numbers and everything revolves around me, basically.
Well, yes. That's the key to marriage.
That's the key to marriage. And obviously, we have very little to complain about tonight. I mean, everything was just fantastic. It's a little side note. It's a bummer. Umar wasn't able to, you know, beat the record advance his record beating tonight because it was just a tough game for him. But everyone else really picked up the slack. He had a good game still, too. Jason's just looking at his phone as I'm just extemporaneously talking here.
I'm looking at Mick Cronin quotes, and I'd like to read two of them before we get started.
Okay.
One I will compliment him on, and the other I will defecate on. I sang that, so the reason we have that song stuck in our head is because our fish died, and I sang Sarah McLachlan as I flushed him down the toilet. Shelby's mad at me that I flushed him down the toilet, by the way.
We had that betta fish for 5 years. I just thought maybe he could have been buried. You know, maybe I'm a little sentimental, but it was raining today.
So here we go with some Mick Cronin quotes. He actually was a little feistier later on. Shelby, I did listen to it. Here's the good quote.
Okay, here's the good quote.
We can't guard Arizona. They are better than us. They're better than us on the backboard. They're better than us on offense. They're better than us on defense. They're much better than they were last year at all five starting positions on the bench. They're better than us in bed. They're better than us everywhere it counts. I just made up that last line.
They're better than us with green eggs and ham,
yeah.
Sam, I
so
am.
Obviously very complimentary. And then the normal Mick returns towards the end of the presser where he shits on his team without realizing that he's actually just shitting on himself as a coach. Sebastian, Jan, Burke, Brandon, and Will, they get beat every time someone dribbles the ball. You've got no chance if most teams, they have to run stuff to hurt you. With us, all you've got to do is drive by us. This one's good. Not happy with some of the development and some of the young guys. And it's obvious. When you get out class, it's obvious. Why would they not develop, Mick?
I just don't know. Who's in charge of developing your players?
Who? Anyway, Tommy Lloyd ends his Pac-12 career 6-2 against Mick Cronin.
It's amazing. That's a good... We'll take it. Also, Arizona, I believe this is the first time they've won at Pauley in like 5 years. I'm sorry. What,
Brielle, please stop screaming at me, Brielle.
17, my bad.
Okay, yeah. So Brielle is not sleeping right now because Jason was like on the podcast.
She was
with
crying
Mike.
In bed over the Arizona woman losing.
We are bummed, so we have to announce and, you know, do give to. A little props. I mean, just we're going to say Arizona.
They lost to USC, but they played hard.
Battled tonight.
Yeah, they battled. I credit to them. The
props
future's bright.
To Dia and the women's basketball
anyway,
team.
Let's get into this one. Arizona, really, from the get-go, this was a... We are better than you. And Mick is right. We are better than you. You cannot guard us. You are very easy to guard. And we're going to beat the crap out of you. Like, wow. Right from the get-go.
I like that.
One of those games where at no point did you think UCLA was winning. Even, you know, because even when they were, it was like 11-11 or whatever. It was really because Dylan Andrews hit some tough shots. You know, he was the only good player for UCLA, in my opinion, tonight with 18. Bona looked like he would be good early, and then all of a sudden the rest realized that he fouls every time he plays defense.
So dirty.
Lazar Savanovich was garbage minutes. I mean, they didn't really do anything. Meanwhile, you know, you look at Arizona, you know, UCLA's defense isn't bad. It's pretty darn good at the rim. I believe going into this game, Shelby, is that your name?
That's me.
Arizona or UCLA was 52nd, I think, and Ken Palmer 51st. On total defense, they drop like five spots. They're 2 point. It just all dropped, right? Like they could not guard Arizona at all. You know, you take a look. Arizona averaged 1.2 points of possession. They shot 61% from two, Shelby.
Dang.
You know, when you shoot 61% from two and UCLA shot 41% from two, that's probably just not good enough. Right.
No.
This is one of those games, and I was talking to Mike, like, no complaints, really. No complaints, and there's only so much analysis that you can have because similar to what has become a pattern since the Washington State game, Arizona is just better than the other team on the court.
Firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. I mean, when Arizona plays like this, there are very few teams in the country that are better than Arizona, if any, right? And when I say like this, the biggest thing to me is Arizona and how far this team goes will be determined by its guard play.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, its guard play was fantastic. And the reason why it was fantastic is because you take a look at overall, you know, KJ Lewis, 18 points, 6 of 9
awesome.
Shooting. Jaden Bradley, 13. Kylan Boswell. You put it all together, Shelby. And, you know, Caleb Love. Caleb Love shot the worst out of the guards, and he shot 50%.
I mean, we're going to take it.
When you could get 17, 27, 37, 45, 55, 58 points from your four guards. That's, you're right. Like,
pretty darn like, decent.
That's stupid. I mean, it really is. And, you know, it just, Arizona shot 52%. They shot 40% from three. They shot 77 from the line with 30 attempts. They only turned the ball over nine times. They got 16 points off 10 UCLA turnovers. They won the glass by 12. They won the offensive glass by one. They had four more second chance points.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
They had 18 more bench points. They had 8 more points in the paint. They had 15 more fast break points. They had 2 more steals. They had 16 assists on 28 buckets. UCLA had 7 assists on 23 buckets and more turnovers than assists, which is hard to do for a college basketball team. Statistically, on the court, in the announcer booth with Richard Jefferson, everything went right for Arizona.
Better coaching, everything. Full package. By the way, Richard Jefferson firing also on all cylinders tonight. Starting the game, declaring his love for Arizona, not even caring at all. Dave Pasch, I think, was slightly horrified because he always tries to pretend he's neutral. And Richard Jefferson was like, yeah, I went to Arizona. And if you're a UCLA fan, you probably aren't going to like this broadcast. And none of us cared.
Some fantastic quotes by, you know, he did the NIL quote was good. He said he's all out of NIL. The best quote was,
I thought it would be,
to be honest, I thought this game is a lot closer than I expected going into it. And that was when Arizona was up 25. Just really good stuff. And he actually, like, it was just fun. Like, usually Shelby knows I am very picky with my announcers.
Yep, we watched it on silent.
Like, there are quite a few times where I will mute a broadcast. I didn't hear Pastner because the game was at McHale. I don't know who's doing Saturday's game. It was supposed to be Bill Walton, but obviously Bill's out of commission right now.
Yeah.
I did check on Bill with someone that would know, and they said from their understanding, Bill's fine. ESPN scheduling isn't the best sometimes, so it might not be accurate. But from what I understand, Bill is fine. But I enjoyed this broadcast, and I'm sure it was because it was unbiased, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
I also think that Dave Pasch has been long-suffering. So when he had that T-shirt saying he survived 12 years with Bill Walton.
There was one segment, me and you were laughing. I think Dave Pasch talked for like 4 minutes without breathing.
Yeah, it was early in the game. I even tweeted like, hey guys, can you just like focus on the game for
a minute?
It was
very obvious that Bill interrupts him and he's like, I'm going to get this all out right now.
Yeah, he needed to have his voice heard. So it was awesome. One element to discuss that we want to give a shout out to is our buddies on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, the SoCal Cats. They always get groups together to go watch Arizona games in Southern California. And I know that there were a lot of them at the game. We heard a lot of Arizona fans.
That crowd, Now, look, awesome. I tweeted before the game. I used to live in L.A. I know the 405, the puppy's pissed.
Puppy!
The 405 at
6:30.
At 6:30 in the rain. I knew that the crowd wouldn't be there. The team only arrived an hour before tip. But that was embarrassing. Like, that crowd was insanely...
The UCLA crowd was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But the Wildcats in the crowd, even though they were few... that we could see on TV. I suspect there were more like off the camera that we could see, but they were mighty. And you could hear the U of A chant many times throughout the game, and you couldn't even hear the Bruins. And I did notice, and I even said this right before halftime, they cut to UCLA fans just like streaming out. And it wasn't really quite close enough to halftime for like people to be leaving like that. But at that point, I think Arizona was up by like 13. So again, you know, UCLA fans being fair weather that they are, you know, that's okay because Arizona won and I'm happy. How are you happy?
I'm always happy.
We're thrilled.
I had a lot of fun tonight.
Jason was very tense because we were flipping back and forth to the women's game. We watched Washington. We flipped back to the Washington State game to double confirm that Washington won. And enjoy that quick moment.
Yeah.
I didn't root for Washington, by the way. I will never root for Washington. But, I mean, you kind of tip of the hat just because that helped Arizona.
So, just going through the game, like, we always do the individuals. Again, like, this is pretty straightforward. There's only so much you could say there. I have literally no complaints about any player on the roster at all whatsoever in this game. Except for my guy, Will Minaw. I wish he would have hit. One of those free throws
would have been nice. Well, come on.
Caleb Love. This was an interesting game to me because it felt like he was struggling. Mm-hmm. And I think he was at first, but he finished with 17 points.
I think he was trying really hard at the beginning of the game. And when he started loosening up, it started coming up naturally. Caleb Love, by the way, hopefully Pac-12 Player of the Year.
Yeah, he is.
Player of the Year.
Not that it matters because Colorado hasn't really been winning. But the only other guy that could get it was KJ Simpson, and tonight against Oregon, he had Caleb Love's line, basically. But it's Caleb Love's deal. 5 points, 2-for-4 shooting in the second half. One thing that, you know, we kind of need to mention also is that second half was nice because Arizona didn't need to play the starters a lot. I mean, KJ Lewis played 15 minutes. That was the most minutes of any player in the second half. And as we know, he's not a starter. The fact that you could play Caleb Love 11, Pella only played 7. Umar played 7. You know, that's a big deal time of year to be able to give time on the bench. Pella, 12 points.
My Swedish fish.
I thought Kylan was really good today. I know he only had 10 points, but he shot the ball well. 5 assists, 2 turnovers. I really like the way.
He had a couple of steals, too.
Yeah, I really like the way he played. Umar didn't get the double-double, but he was fine. Struggled a little bit at first. But, like, that's a big one to me, the fact that he played only 18 minutes. A guy his size and the pace Arizona plays, that's a big deal. I thought Keyshawn was fantastic. I know he was 2 of 7, but he dominated the glass.
He was grabby.
11 rebounds overall. You know, really good defensive rebound, and that's important. You know, UCLA is not a good rebounding team, and it's something that we said in the preview podcast, is you never want to make an opposing team good at something they're not good at.
Right.
Like, UCLA is not a good offensive team. You don't want to make them good offensively all of a sudden. UCLA is not a good rebounding team. You don't want to make sure that they're a good rebounding team all of a sudden. And Keyshawn went a long way with that. Jaden Bradley, to me, this may have been his best game of the season. If not, it was pretty close. 13 points in 18 minutes. Played really, really well. Both sides of the ball. You know, he's starting to be more comfortable with his offensive game overall. KJ Lewis was the MVP. We talked about that earlier. You know, UCLA has an issue with athleticism. They lack athleticism.
They lack a lot of things.
Besides Adembona, they lack athleticism. And KJ in the first game had 13, and this one had 18. There wasn't one dude that can guard him. Like, he just looked faster, quicker, and stronger than anyone UCLA had to offer. You know, Mike and I were just talking about UCLA's roster and what it's become. Like, Will McClendon is barely a D1 guard. Right, like, yep. He's terrible, and he's starting and playing 17 minutes. I mean, he's a literal non-threat on offense. You don't even need to guard him. So it's pretty wild that he's starting and got to start tonight over Sebastian Mack, who really didn't do anything and also is not good defensively. as we saw. You know, Kreeves didn't score. He played 20 minutes. He had 6 boards, and he had that really nice assist to Jaden Bradley. Again, like, I like the fact that there's only so much analysis you can do of a 23-point win. Like, yeah, I just really...
It's against UCLA.
And I know that Arizona still has a game left. I just really like the way that Arizona has looked the past few weeks. And I said, you know, in the preview that their offense was, you know, UCLA at the end of the day cannot score as many points as Arizona.
Nope.
When Arizona's offense is clicking like it is now, they are really, really good. And so, you know, when you watch that game tonight, from top to bottom, that was probably one of their more complete, better games overall of the season.
And what great timing. This is a good time to do that. Here's a fun fact, if some people did not know this. The most outright titles in the regular season since 1978-79, which is the season Arizona joined the Pac-10 at the time, Arizona finishes with 15. UCLA finishes with 12, and Oregon had 4. So not only is Arizona the Pac-12 champs forever for the regular season, they actually won it the most. And that is always fun to also hold over UCLA's head. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. There were a couple notable appearances tonight in the crowd that we noticed. ESPN didn't notice, though, that Brent Brennan was there.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny. But I've seen some pictures now after the game of Brent Brennan with some fans, which is so great. And then Desiree, our new, I just call her Desiree, like whatever her last name, Francois Reed, is that her name?
Yeah, that's fine.
She was there in attendance as well. We saw her at the women's game actually on Saturday, but I think this was her first official week. And I think Brian Peterson tweeted that she went from Missouri, who had an abysmal basketball team, which, you know.
They were good last year.
They were fairly good, but they lost a lot of players this year. They're young. And then she literally walks in week one at Arizona, and the basketball team won the conference regular season, which is just awesome. So Desiree is on the job now and happy to see her out and about. And, you know, I did not, by the way, if people are wondering, do White Claw Shelby tonight, because I do work tomorrow. I plan on being absolutely insane and insufferable.
Cocaine Shelby, huh?
Insufferable on Saturday. Our plan on Saturday is to just be home watching basketball all day. I'm going to make a big charcuterie board, and we're just going to hang all day long. So I'm excited about that until Arizona plays USC.
Charcuterie board is what we call it. Charcuterie,
as, you know, some people we've heard call that. And, you know, we're just going to enjoy this, soak it in. I have no idea, and I don't care. I haven't had any people pushing back. Usually I kind of do my Dave Chappelle, you hate to see it, but you love to see it. I usually get salty UCLA fans at me. Zero UCLA fans
tonight.
Tonight
was a reality.
Zero.
Reality humper.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, reality humper.
Which part do you like? Wait, our daughter's in the room. She just gagged. Look at her, she's gagging. Brody, our dog, literally just got up and left the room when we said that.
What other witty repartee and sexual tension podcast can you listen to?
Also, people are asking me, Arizona's in Salt Lake.
Yes.
That's done. You've already booked your trip. I have a secret. I booked my flight. I did book it with the ability to change the tickets because I'm paranoid. But Shears booked. Yeah, I went third person. I booked my flight.
Days ago.
Yeah.
Because basically, as you've explained it.
There's just no way. There's no other team in the West that could knock Arizona out of Salt Lake, and they want to go to Salt Lake over Spokane. I think Spokane is going to be, every year there's that one random region where like teams go that aren't, it's going to be Spokane. Like you're going to see like Illinois in Spokane or Kentucky in Spokane. That's the type of deal that
it's that maybe you should have been a little better, but we have to put you there region.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Arizona's not in that category where there are one or two.
Whether Arizona's a one or a two, it's still in Salt Lake. That is a done deal. From what I understand, Arizona is very, very, very confident that will happen.
And you're going to the Pac-12 tournament next week.
I am.
I'm jealous, but I have a huge event next Saturday that I'm putting on. So for anyone that is not going to the Pac-12 tournament, that Saturday the 16th during the day,
you are invited to our house. You're invited
to Marana. Founders Day parade and festivities. It is Marana's birthday. It is our 47th birthday. And it's super fun. If you have any questions or you want to know more information about that event, you can visit MaranaEvents.com. And before we end, we just want to say thank you to everyone. We really only debuted the Autograph app yesterday. Our content has been on there for over 24 hours now, and we've, you know, we had a lot of people sign up already, so we really appreciate you. It is a really great app. It curates your fandom for you, so all of your Arizona content in one place. I find that it's super convenient to just be able to pull up this podcast on the Autograph app immediately. You can check out anybody else's content that is loaded in there, but I think Brian's and Mike's and the Daily Star, like kind of your usual suspects, are loaded in there.
I have it pinned on my Twitter profile right now.
So if you're interested, look at Jason's profile. It's pinned. And you can just download the Autograph app right out of your, well, we have Apple, but like the Apple Store, but wherever you download things on an Android, Autograph app, and then you use the code AZCAT, capital AZ, and then lowercase C-A-T. Thank you so much for all of your, you know, support. We appreciate you. In general, we just appreciate all Arizona fans. We got a lot going
peace
on.
Peace and love, Shelby, for the second time. Left in the regular season. After the last Arizona at UCLA game. Take it, Shelby.
No matter where you are.
No matter where you are.
Or what you do.
What you do.
Or how many Pac-12 regular season championships you win forever and ever and ever. You can always bear down.
Shelby, a serious note. While we mourn the loss of Blueberry the Fish, I'd also like to take a moment to mourn the loss of the two men that Umar Balo murdered tonight. So
we will remember you too.
Yes.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.